Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Stacey Conley is a mother who has had to face the unthinkable. In October of 2022, her 18-year-old daughter Addie passed away after a fierce and brave battle with leukemia. Since then, Stacey has channeled her grief and anger into advocacy for pediatric cancer and making changes to the current system. She's here to give us an update on the legacy that Addie left behind. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so very much, Pepper, for having me.
How long has it been since Addie passed?
17 and a half months.
So nearly a year and a half has passed since you had to say goodbye to Addie. In what ways do you still feel her presence?
Honestly, all the time. And the butterfly that flies by, and the families and friends that post pictures of her and just tell us that she was showing up. The random car that drives by with the Stitch, because that was Addie's favorite character. And just sitting at home sometimes and wrapped in her blanket.
Tell us about some of the projects you've been involved with since Addie passed. A couple weeks ago, you spoke at the Red Cross Heroes Luncheon, and you had us all ugly crying because you gave such a compelling speech about the importance of donating blood. Tell us about that.
I was asked to talk at the American Red Cross Heroes Luncheon a few months ago, actually, and I was pretty taken back that I got to be a speaker there. And I got to speak right after a gentleman who has been giving platelet donations for a few years. I mean, astronomical amounts of donations this man has been given. And at first, when I heard about it, I kind of was taken back thinking, I wonder if our girl ever got some of his because he's given so much. But it was truly incredible. At any time we're able to share Addie's story, it always just helps my heart heal a little bit more because we're able to remind people of her. And then just her legacy is something to me still second to none. She always told people at the end of her lives, talking to people, please go donate blood. Please donate blood, not just for me, but for the other kids in the hospital. We all need it. Our lives are depending on it. And at the time when she would say things like that, I'd be like, gosh, that just sounds so harsh. But the reality was, it's true. You know, if you're a leukemia patient, you need blood and platelets constantly, sometimes multiple times a week like Addie did, sometimes multiple times in a day. And the shelves are bare. They're still actually bare. We're still in a critical blood shortage. So being asked to share her story at a place that means so much to me with people that know and love Red Cross, it just touches your heart in a different way, making and encouraging people to help.
Did you know about the importance of donating blood prior to Addie's diagnosis?
No, not at all. It was actually wild. The day that Addie was diagnosed with leukemia and we were at CHOC, they told us her numbers. They were staggering and that she needed blood and she needed blood ASAP. And I said, well, then give it to her. I'd never known anybody that needed blood before or in this realm other than like a car accident or something. And he's like, no, you don't understand. We don't have it. And I said, well, then find it. Like, I remember being stern with the doctor and telling him, like, find the blood. What is the problem? And he said, well, we've ordered it, but we'll have it in anywhere from 6 to 12 hours. And in that time frame, Addie could have a stroke. Addie can have a heart attack. Addie can die. And that was the first time in my mind I had recognized the gravity of how sick Addie was and how critical this was, and why was no one talking about it? Two things in that moment. One, why was no one talking about something that is so simple to do and to give, and it's free? In most cases, people will pay you for your blood. And then the other, pediatric cancer. In that moment, I feel, and that day, we were slapped with so many realities that I think maybe we had just buried our head in the sand and we weren't a privy to, or maybe we just chose to ignore because it hadn't happened to us yet.
Because of your advocacy, I learned about the Be the Match program, which was something I was aware of but didn't really get. In my mind, I thought if you were a match for someone who needed bone marrow, that if you were to donate, it would be like a month-long process. You'd be out of work for a couple months. And then I spoke with a counselor who was like, no, it's really just a couple days. Can you tell us about the Be the Match program?
Yeah, of course. Be the Match is amazing. Again, something we really didn't know too much about until Addie was sick. And then it became the forefront of our mind because we needed to have it. But in order to get tested for Be the Match, all you do is swab the inside of your cheek. Super, super, super simple. You swab the inside of your cheek, you put it back in this vial, you mail it back to them. In fact, if you go on their website and sign up for it, they'll mail it to you. And then if by chance, you know, and it's very, very slim, but if you are chosen and you match somebody, then you go under testing. The testing is simple. It's a vial of blood. Once they test that, they do your markers, your genetic markers, and they say how quick you're going to be and what of a great candidate you are to match this person. The hope is always to have a 9 out of 10 or a 10 out of 10 match. Addie had a 9 out of 10 non-familial match, which is no one in her family was more than 5. Chris was the closest and he was a 5 out of 10. But even when you're going to, it's not like it was back a long time ago where they took it out of your hip and your bone marrow.
And you're out of work for like 2 months.
Yes, you're sick. It was a terrible process. Now, honestly, it's about a 3-day process of you from start to finish, of maybe kind of feeling flu-like symptoms from the medicine that they give you, which is just to increase your white blood cells. It's just to increase your bone marrow so that when they take it, they're not actually taking what your body needs to recover. So that process kind of makes you maybe a little nauseous, maybe a little achy. But again, it's a 24 to 48 hour ache and you're saving someone's life. You're still about to go about your day and do everything you want. You then go to the lab. You sit in a really comfy chair. They give you a comfy blanket. I'll bring you lunch, whatever you want, just to help someone. They take your blood out and they put your blood back in. It's almost like you're donating plasma, but it's stem cells. And that's also called your bone marrow. And it's a real simple process. You then leave. Within about 12 hours, you kind of feel back to normal again. Within 24 hours, you are back to normal again. And you're literally saving someone's life. Like our girl was given somebody else's bone marrow. And she was cancer-free for, you know, almost 2 months from somebody else that doesn't even know who our daughter is.
Did you ever get to meet that person?
No, we didn't. I mean, they make you wait a year. Addie was given the bone marrow on December the 17th, 2021, and Addie passed away October 12th, 2022. So with that, we didn't make the year mark for them to even reach out to that person. We did, though, write a letter when they gave it to Addie with a picture of the bone marrow. We couldn't send Addie's picture, but a picture of the bone marrow being held up from the nurse and just explaining to them how grateful we were for their, you know, selfless. I mean, totally unselfish, very selfless act of kindness to someone they've never met.
And you do know that this is someone who donated because they heard of Addie's story and was part of Team Addie.
Yes. We were told that this person, although they didn't know Addie, they knew of Addie. They had actually been swabbed in the summer after Addie was diagnosed, and it is a local person, but we don't know who they are.
Amazing. You recently went to Washington to tell Addie's story and advocate for change. Tell us about the Accelerated Kids Care Act.
Oh my gosh, it's incredible. The Accelerated Kids Care Act is huge. It's one of the three things that we were advocating for, or three bills that we were advocating for while we were in Washington, D.C. But this is going to help kids that are currently on Medicaid. 51% of pediatric cancer families, their children are on Medicaid insurance. And the bureaucracy behind Medicaid insurance and cancer, there's a lot of red tape. And in order to get a kid to be able to, say, leave this hospital here, if you're at hospital ABC in California, but the best treatment for your child's rare cancer, because they always call pediatric cancer rare, it's in Texas. You have to go, I say it's an act of Congress, but you have to go through a lot of red tape to be able to get to be able to go to Texas, per se. What people don't understand is with the current guidelines and laws with this is you have to have fingerprints from the board for the new hospital you're trying to go to. You have to have their backgrounds done. They have to be approved through the hospital. There's so many hospitals. How is that even possible that it's going to be like I would like to say a database, but it's not. And then the state of California, their board has to approve them accessing you to go to another hospital in another state for care. The problem with that is it takes so long for these processes to happen. It's not a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. It's 6 weeks. It's 8 weeks. It's 10 weeks. And while you're holding on to this hope and you're waiting with bated breath to be able to take your child somewhere where they're going to help them, where they're going to cure them, where they're going to save them, you're holding back starting a new treatment. Because you have to have a chemo wash. You have to have a period for Addie. She had to have 4 weeks of no chemo before we were able to start a clinical trial. It took 7 weeks for our clinical trial to be approved. And that is with incredible health insurance and without the red tape of these obstacles that we're having with Medicaid. So the Accelerated Kids Care Act is going to alleviate that. It's going to take our kids and put them at the forefront of, you're not going to have to jump through all of these hoops. Our children are important. Our children are going to be fought for, and they're going to be able to move at lightning speed, hopefully, and be able to get treatment that's going to save their life. Because right now, because the drugs that they're being given are old people drugs. And when I say old people drugs, I mean adults like myself. I'm 46, but I'm the old person. They're made for us. So they're not looked at for cardiotoxicity. They're not looked at for neurological damages. They're not looked at, are they going to stop their growth? Are they going to kill the pituitary gland? We haven't done enough research to recognize the problems with children, yet we're still giving them drugs that were made for adults. And that's what we're hoping and praying for with this and with this passing shortly. When that happens, our kids are going to be able to get clinical trials and drugs that were made specifically for children, not necessarily an adult that's now just given to a child.
Where in the process is this bill right now?
It's actually on a House committee right now, and we had over 50 co-sponsors, which is really unheard of. We got to go to the Dare to Dream Act a couple weeks ago now, and it was so amazing with Dr. Andy Kolb from LLS, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And he said this is one of the first bills he's ever seen with over 50 sponsors. 50 people in the Senate wanted to co-sponsor, and the House wanted to co-sponsor this bill. That's 50 more people that wanted to say they agree with this and let's push it forward. This normally takes years. It's been about 6 months.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm speaking with Stacey Conley, whose 18-year-old daughter, Addie, passed away from an aggressive form of leukemia in October of 2022. Before she passed, Addie founded a nonprofit organization called Addie's Blankets of Love. How is that project doing?
It's going exceptionally well. Originally wanted to just help kids, but it's grown. We're helping the parents now, the families, and more so, which it's been a beautiful thing. You know, at Christmas, we were able to hand out over 500 blankets and sets of sheets, which is huge because there's so many people and so many families that are needing this. We also gave away almost $5,000 to a few different families in the form of gift cards, and one family received a check because they need the help. Because they're also suffering. And it's just Addie's way of just showing more love and just being able to give back to those who suffer and who are struggling and fighting just like she did. And Addie always wanted to make sure that the moms and dads felt loved too. And she would always make a cute little joke and she'd be like, it's like I'm giving them a hug, best friend. So now when we hand out these blankets and these sheets, we tell them the blankets for the adults, it's our girl giving you a hug. And we've gotten feedback from Tanner's dad, and he's like, whenever I'm having a really bad day, I wrap myself in this blanket, and I just feel like it's a hug from Addie. And it's just so warm and so nice. And we've made it to the point now where we're giving them to adults and, you know, women and men that are battling as well, whether it's cancer or, you know, heart problems, whatever it is. If you find yourself in the hospital, Addie's Blankets of Love is coming alongside of you and giving you a hug from our girl.
Tell us about Support Now.
Oh, Support Now. That's a game changer in this world for us for cancer. It's incredible people. Scott and Jordan Aragotti and they're just amazing. They founded this company called Support Now, and it's everyone's cancer world. When you kind of walk into it at first, you don't really know what's happening. But as your friends come in and they join forces with you and they lock arms and they help you, so you immediately start a meal train because you still have kids at home. You still have a family at home, and most of the time, one parent stays at home, one parent's at the hospital, and you just don't know really which end is up. So you're doing everything. Support Now is a GoFundMe, a meal train, and it's a caring bridge, all in one platform. But to add to that, so instead of them being separate like they currently are, this is all in one. To add to that, it's also a helping hand. And the helping hand to me meant everything. And for us, it was big because we would have friends with incredible intentions. Stace, what can I do to help you? The last thing I want to do is ask you for anything because I honestly, it's twofold. I don't want to put you out and I don't even know what I need. I really don't know. I haven't been home in a week. I don't even know what that looks like. Is my grass 2 feet tall? Is my pool turning green because Chris is the one that cleans it? What's happening? I'm not even sure. And to put that pressure and stress on our kids, who of course want to rise to the occasion, there's still life happening. Their world hasn't stopped, although it feels like it has. And it has, but they still are being forced. They have to go to work. They have to go to school. They still have to live. And this platform offers you an ability to put in there what your needs are. So instead of me saying, hey, Pepper, can you take out my trash on Thursday nights? It's just on there. And it's going to send you an email that says, Stacy needs, you know, her trash taken out, trash cans taken out Thursday night. Stacy needs groceries picked up from Sam's Club on Friday morning. Stacy needs the dog's walk. Stacy needs, you know, Andy's permission paperwork dropped off at the school, whatever that looks like. And then you're going to just grab that task. So if that's on your heart to help in that manner, you're able to. If not, you could just keep scrolling. I'm never going to know if you said yes or no. And you're never going to feel like you're letting me down by not taking something on. But there's still so many needs that are not being fulfilled that you just think about them at 2 a.m. And at 2 a.m, you can add on Support Now site, hey, by the way, I need this done. Hey, by the way, I'm going to do my grocery shopping, but we have scans today now and we're not going to be home like we thought we were. Or Addie got a fever or whatever that was looking like. Your whole world is literally flying by the seat of your pants when your kid has cancer. Because you could have the best set of plans laid out, but if they get a fever, if they're not feeling good, if they're dehydrated, if they need blood and platelets, whatever that looks like, your 1 hour appointment could turn into a hospital stay. It could turn into a 12-hour day. It could turn into so many things. And you're just constantly relying on others to help you. And Support Now gives you that platform to do all of it. And it's a beautiful thing on top of less than GoFundMe. GoFundMe requires a 30-cent per transaction fee. They require over 3% or just at 3% cost per donation that you receive. And they ask for tips. The tips don't go to the family. The tips go to GoFundMe. Last year, GoFundMe made $500 million in tipping alone. That was to their profit margin, where this family at Support Now said, we're not going to do that. We want to give as much back as we possibly can, and we want to keep the families informed, keep them knowing that they are loved, and do whatever we can to help them. And I was just blown away by this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish we would have had this. This is a beautiful piece because, again, you would have received more money. That's more money for, you know, childcare. That's more money for food. That's more money for your house payment. That's more money for your medical bills, whatever that looks like. Everything in one place, I could just quickly look and see that I have a meal coming tonight for my kids, or maybe I do, or maybe I don't. And then the helping hand, just knowing that things were done because, and I told them about it when I heard about this from Scott and Jordan. I remember the night of coming home. I hadn't been home in 19 days when Addie was diagnosed. 19 days of literally sitting in the hospital. And I came home one night, it was about 2 a.m, and I was just, Andy had, was kind of I'll just say meltdown. He was just so upset. Like, I miss my family. I miss my sister. Mom, what, is she going to die? And I remember he was so devastated, and I hadn't been able to see him because the hospital list was so short of who could come in and go. And I went home, and I remember coming home, and all of my plants on the front porch that I had loved so much, that I had cultivated and grown, they were all dead. My grass was like 2 feet tall, and I just remember sitting on the front porch and just sobbing, thinking, this is what has happened to us. Everybody's running around trying to do what they can and helping, but there's no real direction because it's really hard for someone just to step into your place
right
when you left without an exit plan.
And pick up your daily routine.
Yes.
That's just overwhelming.
Yeah. And just the fact that they were bringing us dinner and taking care of my kids, that was more than I could have even asked for. but to recognize the grief, not only in my home, but how much I felt it when I pulled up and said, I don't even recognize this place. It was just so terrible. And my house was like, not a frat house, but kind of, there were teenage boys, you know, and Cindy came down and she was helping with them, but then she also needed to go home at times. And it was just, there was just so much going on. And to put anything more on them, they were grieving too. Our whole world had just stopped. We weren't thinking where the grass needs to be cut. The pool needs to be checked. These plants probably need to be watered. No, they were just mechanically thinking, I'm getting up, I'm going to school, I'm coming home, and I'm going to do my best to function. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to do my best to function at work. I'm going to do my best to still be somewhat normal, although my parents just, with one phone call, disappeared. And this happens in so many walks of life. And this is the ability at 2 a.m. when you can't sleep as the parent to put on there like, oh my gosh, we need to cut our grass. We need to do this. Just the simple mundane things, but things that people want to help you with are able to now give you some peace without having to overwhelm them with asking, because do I ask you to cut my grass or do I ask you to pick up my groceries? You know, and when you're doing that, that takes so much thought and you just don't have the mind or the bandwidth to create that kind of a thought. This is so simple and I really wish I would have had it.
There's a 5K coming up to benefit City of Hope, where yes. Addie was treated. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it's May 4th. It is going to be incredible. We're doing it through Keller Williams Red Day at Keller Williams College Park right now is actually going to be doing it. And they're going to be benefiting the City of Hope Pediatric Cancer Unit. They're asking everybody to please come out, run, jog, walk, do whatever you want to do. You'll see us pushing our grandbaby. And their goal is to raise $20,000. They're going to be selling t-shirts, signing up. It's 100% nonprofit. But Keller Williams is really good about giving back to the community. And across the United States, they're going to be doing what's called Red Day, where they go and they give back to the community. I've helped them for many years. One year, we actually, it was a gentleman had passed away. His wife was there. She'd become overwhelmed with her home. It needed many repairs. We're talking 3 or 4 years of him being very sick. So the roof had to be fixed. The yard was probably taller than me, and I'm 5'9". There was so many things, and we went there and spent the whole day working on this to get back to the community. And it's always been a beautiful thing. But of course, this, for our girl, is really just tugging at my heart too, because City of Hope is where she spent a lot of her time. City of Hope is who gave us another year with her that we were told we wouldn't have. So City of Hope is always going to be where my heart is. But it's called a fun and run event. It's to benefit City of Hope Pediatric Cancer Unit. 100% of the money they raise will go to the charity. So it's not, they're going to pull anything out. 100% of the money is raised. And it's going to be on behalf of Addie. And, you know, of course, Red Day with Keller Williams. But we're just going to be supporting them because this is so important to us. It's where our heart is. It's everything is cancer now. Pediatric cancer, these families are just fighting, and we want to just give back to them. It's located at Sierra Vista Park in Upland. It's going to be on May 4th at 7 a.m. Registration tables will open. 8 a.m. the run begins, or walk, guys. I do not run unless someone's chasing me, so I will be there walking, but please come walk with us. And it'll be on the Team Addie Facebook page too, if you guys are all a part of that, on Instagram. And then I know that maybe you guys could share it for us too, Pepper, because
we will get it up on kfrog.com.
You're all the best. KFrog is just amazing.
What are some things that we can do to continue Addie's legacy?
There's a few. One is show up. The biggest one is show up for your people. If you know of someone that's in a crisis, if you know that someone that's not in the best place, just show up for them. If you talk to them, if they answer you, if they don't answer you, just show up. Sometimes just knowing someone is there is the difference between feeling like I can get through today and I can't. That's a big thing for me, because there's so many times you feel so alone, and it's not meant to be alone, because there's so many people rooting for you, but you just feel like, I just can't do this anymore. That's a big one. Show up like people showed up for Addie, and people still show up for Addie. Give blood, please, and platelets, because lives are literally depending on it. We were just at City of Hope a few weeks ago, and the nurse, she had the bag of platelets in her hand, and she only had half. Because that's all they have. They're still critically short, and these kids only get half. And I remember the days when Addie would only get half. It was so hard on her. She would still have a headache. She was still extremely weak. We would get to go home, thank God, and thankfully, but she still wasn't her best. She was still tired. She couldn't, you know, we weren't hanging out in the kitchen. She was hanging out in bed because she didn't feel good because her body was still lacking so much. Give back to charity. Please show up in ways, if it's money, if it's time, if it's your expertise, if you're able to be on the radio like Pepper gives so much to Addie's Blankets of Love, if you have a space where you could use your platform, share these things. Let people know that pediatric cancer is happening, and it's happening in your backyard. Just because it's not happening to you doesn't mean it's not going to, or at some point in time, it's not going to touch you in some way. Tragedy strikes when you least expect it. June 15th at 1:36 p.m., the phone call that changed our life forever. I'll never forget that day. I'll never forget those words. And I thought the day before that we were immune to this. This happened to other people. It didn't happen to us. Yet we know so many kids that we've lost from this terrible disease, and it's just becoming more prominent. And maybe that's because I'm in this world now, or maybe just because it's becoming so much more prominent in our faces that this world is just as cruel, and pediatric cancer is a beast, and it's something you don't want your kids to ever have to know about or fight. But here we are. So please show up, donate blood, go share Addie's story, share it with anybody. Share, if it's not Addie's story, share somebody else's story, because you don't know that you having that voice for them is giving them a platform to feel like they could share their own story, which is also a great place to be. I tell people all the time, when Addie was so sick, you know, we were constantly at doctors, we were constantly at the clinic, we were in the hospital, we were doing something all day long, every day. Our whole world was revolving around making her better and healing her and giving her this miracle. But my heart was so broken, because the day after, when you wake up after losing your baby, you recognize that the world is still spinning, although yours stopped. And in that moment, you contemplate driving down the freeway and hitting a wall? Or do you stand up and fight another day? Because God knows, the first was definitely an option and thought about a lot. Because the pain that we feel, the pain that I see my husband go through, the pain that I see my kids go through, the pain that I see my best friends go through, and you know, her besties and our extended family and incredible friends, is such a heavy feeling that doesn't ever go away. But there's brief moments of beauty, and that's when we get to go to Congress. We get to go to the Capitol. We get to stand in Red Cross. We get to be at the Dare to Dream. We get to speak on behalf of Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We get to share support now and how much that's giving back and helping families. We get to talk about Keller Williams Red Day, but none of these things are bringing our baby back. But it gives us the ability to bring change, the change we wish to see. Because God knows there's a lot of people struggling right now, and not all of them are strong enough to talk about it. God knows I'm weak, and I'm here because our kids deserve more. And I'm just so grateful to you, Pepper, always, for the platform that you allow us to have here at KFrog, to talk about our girl and all the kids just like her.
How can people learn more about Team Addie?
Team Addie is on Facebook. Please join if you're on Facebook, Team Addie. If you're not, teamaddie.org. There's also addiesblanketsoflove.org. You could see her story on there too. And her headstone's almost done. It should be on a freight coming this way next week. And we're going to be doing a big unveiling of that sometime in May. So we'll be posting about that too. But please share her story. If you just look up hashtag Team Addie, it's TEAMADDI, you'll see a lot about her and the legacy that she created and the life she's still changing to this day with her story, and a story that is second to none in my book. And that's probably because she's my baby.
Is there anything else you want us to know?
Yeah. Loss is hard. Grief is incredibly hard. And sometimes loss and grief go hand in hand with losing a family member, losing your actual family member, your child, grieving them, whether they're gone or still here. Grief is grief. But I was told something, and I'm constantly reminded of this, and I just like to share this and leave this with you. I was asked when Addie passed away, if God had said you'll only have her for this time, would you tell me never mind? Or would you take the time I gave you? And I never thought about that in my life. Because with deep sorrow, deep grief was deep love. And I thought, oh my gosh, I would never not have her. She's our world. You know, my kids are our kids are our world. And I remember being so upset about that. And then I thought afterwards and I said, gosh, no. So instead of me always being sad that I don't have her anymore, I am so grateful for the time I did. Because like my life and so many other lives, she changed us. She taught us what it was like to live for today. She taught us what it was like to love unconditionally. And she taught us what it was like to show up even on the hard days. Because God knows that girl had a lot and she showed up for everybody because she just loved so incredibly hard. And I'm so grateful for the time that God gave us, and I'm ready the day that he takes us home.
What would you say to a parent whose child has been diagnosed with pediatric cancer?
Fight like hell. Just because the doctor is the doctor doesn't make them God. It doesn't make them the end all. Question everything. There were mistakes that were made. Not that I think it would have changed our outcome, but we had to push a lot, and we quickly learned that they are only doing what they have been told to do. They are only doing what they have been taught to do, and the powers that be above them encourage them to do. It is okay to question things. It's your child. No one knows your child better than you. Get your resources together quick. Get a support now so you have the support of your community and that people that want to rally around you are able to with whatever need that looks like, whether it be a meal train, whether it be a donation, whether it be a helping hand, whatever it is you need, please put your needs out there because this world is already lonely. This journey is incredibly hard. And when it's you and your spouse and your child in that room, it is a very lonely place to be. If you let your tribe know so they can show up for you in the ways that you need them to, it truly heals them and it heals you. And again, question everything. I questioned so much because so many things just didn't add up. And look for other cancer moms. Reach out to me, Stacey Conley on Instagram, Stacey Conley on Facebook, Team Addie Page, because we're all here to help each other. And this community, this cancer mom community, it's a beautiful one. There's a lot of beauty in the pain.
I've been speaking with Stacey Conley, whose daughter Addie passed away at the age of 18 from an aggressive form of leukemia. Thank you so much for talking with us today. Thank you for sharing Addie's story, and thank you for your tireless advocacy for change.
Thank you always for having me, Pepper. I really appreciate it. And giving our girl a voice. She loved you so much. And I am forever grateful, as my whole family is, for giving us this platform to spread awareness of things that we had no idea. I really had no idea prior to Addie's diagnosis what this world looked like. But because of you and people just like you, we're able to share this and prevent this from happening to other families, the unknowns. And for that, we love you forever.
I love you too, and I hate the circumstances that brought us together, but I'm still so grateful for them.
Me too, forever and always.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.